Before we do that, I want to share with you the Mishnah Brura brings in Hilchas Kaddish from the Sefer Hecholis. This must be some type of a Kabbalah Sefer. And he brings the following Nusach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to his who is heavenly agents, he says, Terudu v'tagidu lebonai. Please go down to earth and tell my children ma shani oise, what I do when they say kedusha, when they say kodosh, kodosh, kodosh. So he wants them to know what wants us to know what he does when we say kodosh, kodosh, kodosh. So he says, and when they lift themselves, you know, supposed to lift yourself up, and they focus their eyes heavenward, their eyes to my eyes, and my eyes focus to them, and then they say, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. At that moment, I love them so much that he says, I have no pleasure in this world as much as that moment when they're lifting their eyes, focusing on me, and I'm looking with my eyes, kaviyochel, at them. And they're saying, Kodosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, Maloi, Choloretz, Kivoidoi. I'm so overwhelmed with love that I take hold of my Kiseh HaKovoi, which he says is Bidmus Yaakov Avinu, and I grab it, U'machabkoi, U'minashkoi, and I hug it, and I kiss it, and I feel for the Klal Yisrael, and I try to speed up, I speed up the Geula, V'mayar Geula Osom. He says, that's what happens when Klal Yisrael says Kodosh. What's so exciting about this Kodesh? What's so powerful about this Kodesh? What's happening? So I just want to share with you one thing. What Klal Yisrael is saying when we say Kodesh, Kodesh, the Loshon of Kodesh means separate. We're above and beyond. Hashem is above, beyond, beyond, beyond anything. The repetition of Kodesh is beyond, 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 three times. What is he Kodesh in? The Posuk says, Vayigba Hashem Tzvokos Bamishpot, Niktash Bitstoko. He is considered Kodosh in the Midah of Tztoko. The Goyin says the Midah of Tztoko is giving beyond what we deserve. When we say Kodosh to Hashem, what we're saying, you are beyond anything that we could imagine in the Midah of giving us much more than we deserve. That is really the uniqueness of Hashem. He's the Hashem Tzvokos, he's the Melech HaMishpot, he's judging the world, but he's constantly giving us stoko, beyond what we deserve, beyond, beyond, above and beyond what we deserve, and he's sanctified, Kodosh, 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 above anything we can imagine in the Midah of giving us above what we deserve. And the Meloi Chol Oretz Kivoidoi, the Avudrom says, refers to the fact of Hashem's Hashkocha Protis in the world. So really, when Klal Yisrael recognizes the Midah of Hashem, of Tztoka, that he gives us beyond anything we deserve, and that's what his Hashkocha Protis is all about, and we attempt to elevate ourselves and connect ourselves with Hashem, Hashem looks at us and says, Ein li hano b'olam. I have no pleasure in the world like this moment. And when I'm so overwhelmed with love for Klal Yisrael, who has elevated themselves to realize that my essence is just to give them and shower upon them chesed and do Ashkocha Protis for them beyond what they deserve, I'm so overwhelmed with love, I take hold of the Kisei HaKovoi and I just kiss it and hug it, and I want to bring about, I want to be Memayer Gulosum to bring about the Geula. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, Bekitzer. Something that we really have to review constantly when we say Kedusha, when we think of that relationship, it's so uplifting, it's so motivating, it's so validating, it's so inspiring. And that's why I think that this whole discussion is worthy of some of continuing. I'm going to try to make it very brief and maybe in some situations just give the dugma. Here Rashi says, on the posuk where the posuk says mibad letzamoseich sareich keizer keeder hoizim, so Rashi says this is the dugma. Listen to this: Knesset Shedimo, Knesset Yisrael. Hashem's compares Knesset Yisrael to this: mibifnim lemachonoisayich umishkonoisayich, inside of your camps, Af horekim shebok. Even the empty ones among you. Empty ones mean that these people are lacking in their spiritual greatness. They're empty inside. They're not really performing and acting and living according to the directives of the Torah. Chaviven olai keyakoy vubonov. That's what the pasuk is referring to. He says, the empty people, emptiness, they're reikim. Those people are precious to me, Hashem says, like Yaakov Abonav. What could be Yaakov Abonav? That was the Shiftekor. They built the whole Klal Yisrael. That's all that we have is Yaakov Abonav, and we're descendants of the Shiftekor. Hashem says, the reikim, the empty ones, empty. Reikim mi mitzvahs. I don't think it means they're empty inside. They're human beings. They're alive. But they don't have. They're lacking in spirituality. They're empty. Reik is empty. Reik doesn't mean just a little bit shallow. They're empty. An empty Jew, empty of mitzvahs, is as precious to me. That's what Rashi says the pshat in the posuk is, as Yaakov Ubonov. If that isn't a love affair, then I don't know what is. Let's continue. I'm just trying to get a lot of this in. Libavtini achusi kalo. This is a pasuk in the fourth parak. Libavtini, he says, you, my sister, my kalo, Hashem is talking, you have captured my heart. Libavtini be'achad me'enayich, even with one of your eyes. So Rashi says, Moshachta es libi elayich. You, Klal Yisrael, have drawn my heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to you. You have many good characteristics. Lule hoysa bein beich ela achas mehen vayisi bechavuvich beyosef. He says, even if you only had one quality, Hashem is talking to Klal Yisrael. Listen to what he says. You have drawn me, my heart to you. And even if you had only one quality, he says, I would love you beyoser. I would love you abundantly. Kol shekein bekulon. Certainly, how much more so when you have so many good qualities? Unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this bias and this love for Klal Yisrael that he says that even if you're so powerful, you've drawn me to love you, that love that I have for you, you've drawn out of me, even just with one quality, even if you didn't have any other quality, you'd be able to draw that love. Achas kama v'kama Klal Yisrael, so many qualities. This is the attitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael. Let's proceed a little further. Okay. Now this I'm just going to mention it very quickly because I've mentioned it in a different context, that where the husband comes banging on the door at night and he says, let me back into your life. He wants to make amends, and she says, I've gotten undressed, I've gone to bed, I've washed my feet, I'm not going to answer the door for you. Then all of a sudden he sees her hand, and she churns with love. And Rashi says she gets up with leiv sholim of nefesh chafetza, with a passionate heart, with a desirous nefesh. So, and the moshel is the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael sins, drifts from Hashem. Hashem sends neviim, and they bang on the door and say, let Hashem back into your life. And Klal Yisrael answers very callously, poshat yeskutonti rochatz yesragle, I'm not interested, I have other ways of life. And all of a sudden, there's another stimulus. She sees his hand, and that makes the difference. She jumps up, b'leiv sholim u'b'nefesh chafetza. If the love wasn't tokua, wasn't deeply buried in that Klal Yisrael, or in that woman, then with such callousness, she couldn't possibly change so instantaneously just from the difference of hearing his voice or seeing his hand. But the love was there. That leiv sholim u'b'nefesh chafetza just had to be drawn out. But it's there inside every Jewish person, and that's the love that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Where did you see Nevi'im calling to us.
So today it's not Nevi'im, it's your Rebbeim. They're begging you. They knock on the door early in the morning, say, please, let me in. You know, or maybe during the Seder, or tell, you know, come, let me in. And we say, come on, I've gone to sleep. I'm not taking my feet off the bed. I this. And all of a sudden, you see their face. You open up your eyes, and I jump out of bed. Belev sholim uv nefesh chafetzo. No, that you don't see today? I'll try to come up with something else. Okay, anyway. Hikoy mamtakim b'chule machmadim ze doidi v'zerei b'nei shusholoyim. His palate is sweet, and it's all delight. This is my beloved, this is my friend, B'nai Yerushalayim. Okay? This is Klal Yisrael talking to the Umos HaOlam. Dvor of Arevim, his words are pleasant to me. Zed Dmus Doidi v'Zed Dmus Rei Al Kol Eile Cholisi La'avosei. This is the image of my beloved, this is the image of my friend. Now this is also very interesting. We love Hashem. We love Hashem. There's love. But you know, there's love. But sometimes there are barriers, despite the fact that we love. There are many life situations, even parents and children. There can be a love there. But, you know, today they have a whole philosophy. For a generation, they were saying, you got to act like a friend to your children. Now they say, don't be a friend to your children. Don't befriend them, parent them, every day, you know. But Lamaisa, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a beloved, and it's a friendship too. When Rashi says the pshat madaloch sani lechavruch lo yisavid ze kol ha-teirakula idoch pirusha zil gmor. Rashi says chavruch, that which is to you hateful, don't do to your friend. Chavruch is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says zerayach avri avich al tazer in the first pshat in the Gemara there, that the relationship with Hashem, he's my friend. And if it's a friendly relationship, it has dimensions to it other than just love. It's like comfort. It's like closeness. It's almost like, you know, in friendship, friendship almost compromises a little bit some of the reverence. It certainly compromises the fear, because I will say doidi bezerei. We tell the Umos HaOlam that this is who Hashem really is to us. We have that relationship with Him. Here's a Rashi that says, it says, Roshay Kesem Poz, his head is like the finest gold. So Rashi explains that this refers to Tchilas Dvorev Hivhiku Michtov Kesem Poz. When Hashem gave us the Aseres HaDibrois, the words shone like gold. Pesach Torecha Yoyer. Pesach Anoicha Hashem Elokecha. He started by saying, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. Herom Tchila Shem Mishpat Melucha Yeshlo Aleim. V'achar Kach Gozer Aleim Gzeir Oseo. Yeah? He showed them, I'm the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. Now I have the right, since I redeemed you from... What?
How does Rashi know all these things? Is it nothing?
You... No. No.
Where you
no.
got them from
somewhere? No. Yes. Two things. It's worthy of stopping for that point for a moment. Someone once asked me about a Rashi in Chumash. How did Rashi know? Or I once asked the class, I remember. How did Rashi know? So somebody raised their hand and said, Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. Now, I have no doubt, I think, Rashi had Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know what that is exactly. But anyway, but he didn't know anything from Ruach HaKodesh. He knew it all from the mashmos of the psukim, or what he brought from Chazal, from Medroshim. And even the Medroshim usually found Mashmos in the Psukim as well, because everything in Teresh Baal Peh, including the Medroshim, is all hinted in the Psukim in Teresh itself. So Rashi, I would say here, he says in the Hakdoma that he's taken from a lot of Medroshim, but even the Medroshim, there is hints of them in the Pasuk. So if you really go through with all the Sifsei Chachomims, and like he does in Chumash, you can discover where he actually saw it. But Pashtus, he brings it from Medroshim, and that which he says in his own, he derived from the Psukim. That isn't, I mean, you know, we do, when we have this Chabura that we have, is every Wednesday morning, so we actually try to go into where does he see it from, and, you know, in the Pasuk. But right now, I'm just trying to make one point, in case nobody got it yet. Shem loves us, and we love Him. I know it's a long-winded point, but let me finish the wind soon. Okay, anyway, so but he, Aseres HaDibros, Rashi says, he brings the Pasuk, Pesach Tvorecha Yoyer. He opened, his original words were enlightening. And Rashi there in Tilim on that posuk says that he showed them the chesed that he did. The Malchus Shamayim that we accept is based upon the fact that Hashem has done chesed for us. When we know that Hashem is all about chesed, then to be mekabel his Malchus Shamayim is much easier because it's all for good. It's all for chesed. It's not just cold obligations and responsibilities and absolute directives, but it's all chesed Hashem. So when he reminds us of the chesed he did for us in Mitzrayim, then we become more ready to be mekabel the Malchus Shamayim. Let's go on.
Rabbi Katz, question?
Yes.
The past couple days, Rabbi's been showing different places where, you know, you see different relationships to, you know, to understand the relationship to Hashem, right? Like husband, wife, friendship.
Okay.
So being that, you know, especially nowadays, people grow up in a world where the quality of a marriage, let's say, is basically gone to dirt. So like, how is it's true, right? Really, you know, divorce rates.
Let's not
like
overgeneralize. Let's say a lot of marriages are on the rocks.
Right, so
okay.
That's true.
The rocks. They have to drink.
Oh, I have a few choice words about that to say later. But thank you for leading me into the subject.
So, Rebbe, being that's true, how is this person supposed to fully comprehend, you know, and have the proper, you know, perception of what it should be if what we
okay.
grew up in was not?
So you're asking a very, very difficult and profound question. We don't have today the same dogma that maybe previous generations had in terms of this idyllic marital
Hollywood bliss.
What?
Hollywood makes this kind of...
But Hollywood we know is full of baloney. Anyway, so where are we supposed to derive this this inspiration from? So I would say to you as follows. Number one, that I do believe that this study can help change marriages too. Because this is really a textbook, as much as it is as a textbook in its nimshel of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his relationship with us. In its moshel, it's actually a textbook of a marriage relationship and the love that should be there, the love that could be there, the love that is there, the love that has to be brought out and has to be discovered and maintained. So people could, through this process, improve the marriage, but that doesn't answer your question. So I would just say to you as follows. You're right. We don't have the same dogmos that we had in times. However, we have seen, we have heard stories of these wonderful marriages. For example, the one that I'm always very fond of referring to is when Reb Aryeh Levine, it's a famous quote, came to Dr. Cook in Yerushalayim, and he comes in with his wife and he says, "My wife's foot hurts us today." That concept, there were such people that they were so sensitive to the needs of their spouse that when their spouse was hurting, it was like, "I'm hurting." When something happened good, we shared it together. There are such dogmos, and even if in our daily life we don't see them, they exist in the not too distantly past history. So I think we can still, you know, imagine what that is, but I think you're right. We don't have that fullest, you know, if we had such a personal experience, well, but I'll tell you, that's the answer. We should try to take this and develop in our lives a marital experience, a marital relationship, which can reflect this type of a relationship, and therefore will give us the ability to expand our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really true. A person doesn't have the ability to have the fullest relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he really knows what it is to have a relationship with a wife, with a spouse, and really to be deeply connected as one. V'hoyu lebosor echo, they're one. There's one bank account, there's one everything. There's no pulling mine, yours, this, that. And that's why when one does one thing and one does another thing, it's fine because we both get the credit for it. It's both of ours. So I think that's really what we have to do. If we want to appreciate that relationship with Hashem, with Hashem, we have to be careful to develop those relationships with people and especially with a spouse. And Agav... One second. Okay. Let's continue. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is mamish powerful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, as they're coming back from Golus Bovel, and they did not come back, by the way, in the most pristinely beautiful religious situation. There were things that went on there, and they came back with Ezra. It wasn't so great. But he speaks to them, and he says, Hosei b'enayich minegdi shemi revuni, ke bochur sharusosu chaviv olav harev olav ve'eneo nois. Like this bocher was in love with his arusa, and her eyes are beautiful. And he says, Hosei b'enayich minegdi, says, turn your eyes away. I become overwhelmed, he says, with gaiva, proud, and the ruchi gasobi, and my spirit becomes arrogant. The einyochol his apek, and it seems like he says, with this overwhelming feeling, I can't resist you. So he says, you're so beautiful. I need you to turn your eyes away, because I'm afraid I will lose control. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, listen to this. V'hadugma kach, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'mikdosh zeh i'efshel l'hoshiv l'chem haroim v'kaporas u'kruvim. In this space, HaMikdosh, I cannot give you, in the second bias, I can't give you the oron, the kaporas, and the kruvim. Why? She'em irivuni, because they caused me to love you too much. The bias rishon, la'aroischem chibo yisera, and therefore, because I became so overwhelmed with love, I showed you love beyond what I should have shown you. Ad shemo altembi, until you rebelled against me, you betrayed me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the first place, HaMikdosh, I gave you Chiva Yesera. My love for you was uncontrollable, and it was too much, and you took it for granted or whatever, and you rebelled. In the second place, HaMikdosh, I can't do it. I'm afraid I'll lose myself and love you, Achiba Yisera, and you'll rebel against me again. So therefore, I can't give you the full spiritual glory, so you shouldn't cause me to love that. I guess what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us in the full spiritual glory, it causes Chiba Yisera. But look what it says over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel says to Klal Yisrael. To which Klal Yisrael? To the Klal Yisrael returning from Golus. To the Klal Yisrael returning from Bovel. To the Klal Yisrael who went to married in Bovel. Yeah, that's what we find in Tanakh. So to this Klal Yisrael, he says, I love you so much that if I allow you to have the Oren, the Kaperis, and the Kruvim, and your full spiritual glory, it's going to cause me again this Chiba Yisera. I won't be able to control myself, and it'll be to your detriment because you rebel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol says to a Klal Yisrael, a less than perfect Klal Yisrael, that my love for you is so overwhelming that if I see you in your spiritual glory, I'm afraid I will lose control. Now, nobody can say that. Your question of where Rashi gets it from, that's a good question. I'm sure there's a medrash. But think of the concept. Shlomo HaMelech is describing for us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael in a form of uncontrollability. He's afraid that he can't control his love with the... Ilmole Rashi said it, Ilmole Shlomo HaMelech said it, Ilmole the Medrash said it. Who has a right to talk like that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, when he sees us in the full spiritual glory, can be uncontrollable. Whatever it is, it's certainly a lesson, a dogma, which gives us a sense of the extent to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael.